year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Pow. Cut Master Swift down your soda. Shout it.
Solutions left foot's on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah. Oh, wow. Welcome. This is Lounge Group Radio with GL and Shaqui, episode 19.
Episode 19. We done came a long way, man.
Very long way.
We done got viewers up. Sorry for the inconvenience with the last two shows. We've been gone 2 weeks, but hopefully y'all can get ready for this show today, because it's going to be great. It is going to be great.
Great show. We missed a little time because GL was at the Super Bowl. That's the reason why we didn't have a show. He was at the Super Bowl.
Nah.
On the 50.
Yeah. Rooting on Tom Brady. Woohoo!
It's cheating ass.
How about them Cowboys? Oh, shit.
We been out. You still got something about us?
How about them Cowboys? So, yeah, man, I just, Patriotization, I know Atlanta Script Club, all sad and shit because y'all didn't win. And I'm just so happy that Tom Brady won again because I'm a cheater. That's why I like the team. I'm a cheater. I am a grade A hunt. I done cheated on my taxes. I done cheated on my wife. I done cheated on my side, bitch. I done cheated on myself. I beat my meat with my left hand instead of my right hand the other night. So I cheat. So I'm with you, Tom. Cheat. Do what you got to do.
So you think the game was rigged? That comeback? Because, I mean, they were getting their ass whooped the first half and second half. You know, Tom Brady, I guess he probably started deflating the balls or something like that.
They ain't cheat. They just went and told, they, I'm going to tell you what, halftime. Goddamn Illuminati man came down there because he had hit me up. He said, look, he talked to Matt Ryan. You want to retire next year? Or do you want to blow this game and get this big check next year? So he threw the game.
Threw the game.
Matt threw the game.
What was you thinking, man? Because you was going for them. What was you thinking when they was getting asked? Did you watch the whole game?
I watched the whole game. I was up there rubbing my, I had a bet with my old lady, right? So, you know, her bed was, I got to rub her feet. So we was down 25 points. So I'm rubbing her toes, popping her neck. Next thing you know, we came back. So all I did, I slapped that meat right in her face. You lost the bet. get the going and suck it like a champ.
So that was the bet you did. You didn't know. You didn't bet with Vegas. You bet it with your old lady.
I bet with my old lady. Bet that I bet it her mouth versus my hand. So it was a good combination because I won. She put me straight to sleep. Put me in a 2-day coma.
Did you with the Super Bowl, everybody wants to see the game. If they ain't got no game, I mean, no team they going for, they like the commercials. You see any you like?
T-Mobile went off.
Which one?
When they had the Missy Elliott commercial, when they had all them different people like playing, or was it Toyota? I don't know. When Missy Elliott was in the yearbook, you see that commercial?
Oh yeah.
That was pretty cool. And T-Mobile was just talking shit about Verizon because nobody wants Verizon no more. That shit too high.
Too expensive. I don't when it comes to that phone service shit, man, I don't know how you pay so much and your shit ain't really truly unlimited. But they slow your shit down if you use it too much.
Not T-Mobile.
Shit.
They ain't never slowed me down. And I watched plenty of pornos on my lunch break. You ain't never tell the truth. You ain't never watched no porn on your lunch break.
Not on my lunch break. I watched porn, but not on my lunch break.
I'm the king of this. I had the mail truck rocking. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. Mailman Chronicles. Let's get on into this right quick. Let me tell you.
Postman Chronicles
of the day. It was about 2-3 days ago. Like I said, I take my lunch up under the tree. So I do watch porn on my phone. Tasty Blacks, if you really want to know. but anyway, I'm up under the tree. So, and there's a guy walking the dog, and I didn't see him. So he seen this, hey, buddy. Man, he scared the life out of me. I dropped all the mail, and my phone fell out my hand. So all he hears, I reached back of my truck. Damn, man, somebody got a sex toy in here going off in the back of one of these boxes. So he looking at me crazy. I get out the truck with a heart on him, his left. I'm going to be walking up on the mailman. You don't know what I'm be doing. You see what I'm saying? You never know. So that's how I spend my lunch break. That's Postman Chronicles.
They still asking about some W-2s?
They will not leave me alone about the W-2s. First and foremost, look, if you ain't got your W-2 by now, 9 times out of 10, you ain't got no W-2 coming, or your damn fucked up ass job lied. You working for under the table. You working under the table, and you thought you was getting some, but you really don't. So leave me alone about a damn W-2, and leave me alone about imaginary package that you don't got.
Imaginary package.
Yeah.
Damn anthrax in it.
They always bother you. Do you never talk to your man? You say you don't never talk to your mailman. Do you only know what color your mailman is?
No clue.
Good. Leave him alone. Leave his ass alone. If you ain't leaving no Christmas present, don't ask me for shit. I don't know. Thank you. Leave me the hell alone. But anywho, that's Postman Chronicles. Yes, I watch porn on my break in my truck. Yes, I sure do. I said it.
Oh, man. Let's see what else going on. So much stuff been going on. We left y'all for so long. So much stuff. We got to weed through all there to talk about. This is something that's been going on for a while, and we ain't touched on it. Derek Fisher, the dude used to play for the Lakers, and he was a coach for the Knicks, I believe.
About two days.
He's been beefing with Matt Barnes. I think he still plays. Do Matt Barnes still play in the league?
He's a player with the Grizzlies of Sacramento. One of them.
So they've been beefing since – I didn't know it was this. I just did a little research on it. They've been beefing since 2015.
Yeah, it's been two years ago.
It's been
a while. He got his old lady.
So basically, you know what I'm saying? I'm reading the headline.
Hey, I'll fight you over too.
So anyways, Derek Fisher was at Matt Barnes' current wife's house. I don't know. They say that they're estranged. I'm not exactly sure what estranged means. That just means they're beefing. Because that ain't the same as separate. That just means they're going through shit, right? Estranged? Is that what that means?
Man, you asking a nigga that I don't know what them big-ass words mean. Estranged. I'm thinking that's a stranger. I don't know.
So I guess that means him and his wife, they're not separated, but they ain't together.
They still fucking.
They something, but it ain't official. Ain't nothing official.
Okay.
So I guess she started fucking with Derek Fisher. And Matt found out about it. And he drove 95 miles to I guess it's her house.
Technically it's his, because I'm pretty sure he's paying some on.
Hey, be sure about Derek Fisher. Whooped his ass.
Yeah. So he drives to his house and beat this man ass They were teammates?
Yeah, they're teammates.
Oh, man. Damn. So, he done beat my man.
So, basically, what happened was his son called and told his daddy that Derrick Fisher was at the house. The son called. And the Barnes, he got pissed off and he went to the house. I guess. I mean, hell, I don't know.
He was in there tearing her ass up and her son.
Son, toe.
Could you imagine that? Daddy.
Some man in here.
Mama screaming up the wall. She hollering. I'm driving too. If you had a son and he called you and talking about some mama in there hollering. And some man over here, some bald headed nigga over here. Is you going over there whoop his ass, or what you gonna do? Just say, close your ears, son. What you gonna do? I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Gotta be shot up. So this shit still been going on 2 years later. They've been beefing on Instagram. Matt Barr's been tweeting shit. And I think he told read this.
Which one? The NBA didn't detail the trash talk, but reports on Twitter claim that Barnes, who later apologized, said, "Suck my dick, bitch." Barnes was also fined $25,000 in January for kicking water and cursing at the fan in Washington.
So I guess now he's got a problem.
He just got a problem.
All right, so that brings it to it. Is it worth it, man?
Is it worth it?
You just seen the picture of it. Is it worth it?
Hell yeah.
You going through all that. He got fired over this shit. He got fired.
Yeah.
Derrick Fisher got fired. They broke into his house and stole his rings.
You said it's Derrick Fisher work. I'm thinking you're talking about Matt Barnes.
I said if you're Derrick Fisher and he done came to whoop your ass because you're fucking somebody else's wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, they broke into your house.
Stole your championship ring.
All five of them. And you got fired as a coach. Is it pussy worth it?
No, that's not worth it. No, because first of all, any woman, let me tell you something. You can't get your ass kicked in front of your new girl. If the baby daddy then come over here and whoop my ass and my own shit, I got to leave my woman alone. Because I can't take an L like that. Because anytime you get to arguing with her, well, you ain't whoop Matt ass. That's the first thing gonna holler. You can't even argue with her no more. You ain't beat Matt ass like that. You saw. So now, if you're Derrick Fisher, you leave her ass alone, right?
You leave her alone, man.
I'm leaving her alone. What you saying? Or you going?
Hell no. You gotta go, man. You gotta go. You right. You might need to start cutting it loose anyways if she doing all that shit in front of your kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cause she gonna do it to you too. If you get her pregnant. You leave her. It's gonna be nothing. It's gonna be fucking Tyronn Lue over your house.
That's Tyronn Lue.
Cause you
at least it's not the dude who's fucking LeBron's mama. Oh shit.
David West. Oh shit.
He brought that back up.
Oh,
sorry, LeBron fan.
Sorry, LeBron. I forgot my man. Your teammate. Sure. I found out you fucked my mama. We fight. I'll beat your ass.
Best kiss secret ever.
Yeah. LeBron, you can't let the man fuck your mama. Man, that's your teammate. Hell no. Since we still on the basketball subject, what about Charles Oakley?
Charles Oakley. That's what they kicked him out. You know he got banned, man. They're going to bring Sprewell to the game to try to make it seem better. After they kicked Charles Oakley out.
Them security guards are scared as hell of Charles Oakley. You see him?
Yeah.
You know what? Charles Oakley's going to beat the shit out of the security guards. I seen that shit. That shit was crazy. I ain't mad at Charles, though. He paid his ticket. Then they ain't get his money back.
They didn't get his money back.
He bought the tickets and he didn't get his own money back.
That's crazy, man. He got it though. I don't feel too sorry for him. He a superstar. He got plenty.
I ain't know him and Michael Jordan's best friend. That was something
that. I ain't know that. When'd you find that out?
On TV the other day, they said that's like his best friend.
Well, that's what I was looking for. Good job.
But yeah.
All right. On to the next subject. Jill, I ain't tell you about this one before I got here. So, a man sues Uber. You know what Uber is, right?
Yeah.
Sues Uber for $45 million after the app glitch leads to his divorce. So basically, what happened was this happened in France. I didn't even know they had Uber in France.
Uber everywhere.
So basically, what happened was in France, an Uber app glitch is being blamed for the ruin of a marriage after it revealed that a woman's husband was cheating. All right, French businessman is suing Uber for $45 million, claiming that the app led to his divorce. The glitch, which appears to affect only iPhone users, allows account location information to be revealed without requiring a password. The man said once he used the Uber app on his wife's phone, and after that, she was able to track his location and receive notifications, which revealed that he wasn't being faithful. So the couple has since divorced, and he wants Uber to pay for it.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you damn right Uber should pay for it. Because
you got to be a bit more secure than that, right?
Yeah, you got to be a bit more. Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible. Because
you're going to get caught up. That ain't a good way to get caught up.
If I'm going to get caught, let me get caught. Don't let goddamn technology cheat me. You get what I'm saying? I'm doing all the proper procedures to get in his ass. And you going to goddamn let your whack ass company. I think you should ask for 50. Especially if his wife here probably has some $50 million pussy. Now you don't get that $50 million pussy no more. Now you got to go to the $10,000 pussy that got you caught up. And you probably ain't like her for real, no way.
No, probably not.
So that's some low down shit, Uber. I ain't going to Uber no more. Fuck Uber. Go back to taxi. Damn, Uber.
All right, what else been going on since we been going on? Beyonce got pregnant.
Beyonce got pregnant twice. Jay-Z busted nut in her so good it made two babies come out.
So after all last year with the lemonade, she's talking about how Jay-Z is cheating, and she's telling y'all I'm done. You know, she's savage now like Rihanna.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why she's doing it, really keep up Rihanna, honestly.
I think
Beyonce, even though she's more popular, she wanna be Rihanna, believe it or not.
She do. I believe Jay-Z.
Rihanna's still out in them streets.
She is living life. I believe Jay-Z didn't hit Rihanna.
I wouldn't be surprised. But that's probably what happened. That's probably who it was.
That's who she probably really talking about.
So anyways, she done told Jolly, y'all man, because he cheating, and he fucking her raw and got her pregnant. Told y'all to do something. She ain't doing a damn thing.
Yeah.
Y'all, the beehive.
That's why I don't understand. Beyonce is the greatest of all time. She do the same regular shit that you dumb hoes at home do.
And now she got Blue Ivy, Red Ivy, and Green Ivy.
Yeah, and goddamn that pussy probably ain't hit on nothing to give you poison ivy. So, you know, I don't got no, man, Jay-Z, shout out to you, my brother. I'm happy you.
That's an ugly dude, too, man.
That's an ugly count. He's the real live, walking, talking count with a lot of money.
I mean,
that's what you get for giving a man with a lot of money. She should have came and got a broke nigga like me. That's gonna be put up in that house, gonna do what she say, and ride her coattails. Kind of like when Nicki Minaj. We gotta get on that too. You see, they broke up. They gone.
Nicki and
Meek Mill. He mad. He had somebody breaking into her house.
No, what happened with that?
She was out on tour, and somebody broke in her house and stole $200,000 worth of jewelry and clothes and shit like that. And they said they took the jewelry. And like poured like a whole bunch of like peroxide and shit on her clothes. And Meek Mill talking about something. He did an interview with TMZ. He showed his little dream taste of change. Him said, do it look like I robbed her? Like anybody, let me tell you something. You know he did it. He didn't do it, but he paid somebody to do it. You know what I'm saying? So because who goes in a woman's house and rip her clothes up and dump oil and pastel shit on?
So he's saying he ain't had nothing to do with it.
He's saying he ain't had nothing to do with it.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Oh my God. Yeah, he's fucking lying. So y'all been together, they broke up now. Now her house get robbed. Why didn't get robbed when y'all was together?
Now all of a sudden, she can't go nowhere. I tell you, man, people, sometimes it seems like it don't be worth it to be serious, man, because somebody always gonna act a damn fool eventually.
Man, in a relationship, 9 times out of 10, in a relationship,
one person care more than the other.
Somebody gonna care more than the other. And you know, with that being said, you don't want to be that person that care more than the other person. No, you always want to be the person that less underachieved. You get what I'm saying?
That's one thing you say all the time, man. It's best to go ahead and just underachieve.
Underachieve.
No, I mean, well.
Yeah, underachieve. It's better. And don't have no expectations for nobody. That's what I say. So when you expect the motherfucker to do something, they're going to let you down.
See, I'm like that most of the time. Jill, what else been going on in the world?
Let's see, nothing else for real. That's all I can think of just off the top of my head right now. You know, it's just been it's been 2 weeks. I miss y'all. You ain't told me the number.
I can tell them the number. Y'all say I wrote down by now. Y'all want to reach out and talk shit with us, 215-383-5878. The topics of the day, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about friends with benefits versus the friend zone. And we're going to talk about side chicks and side niggas. So if you got anything that you want to go ahead and get you a pen and paper and take down your points so you can have a good argument with GL.
Yeah. Because I'm ready to argue with you. Because I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong, why you're doing wrong, why you need a side nigga. I'm going to tell you why you need everything. Anything you want to know, I got it all up here in this big-ass head of mine, calculating and brewing like pot. Yep.
Shoulder. You ready to start this off?
Let's start it off, man.
All right. Friends with benefits. Well, before we get into that, don't forget, I know we're going to have to switch this thing up, man, because I do be wanting people to scared to call in to be able to chat. But I guess I hear that it's a little hard to get that stuff working on their end.
I'm gonna dig and find something, try to find something different. You know what I'm saying? But I can't help.
Yeah, but anywho, man, don't be shy. Just call in and hell, use a fake name if you want to. You know what I'm saying?
Call in and say your name of Bukashay. I don't give a damn.
But first topic today is friends with benefits versus friend zone. The friend zone. Gia, what's your definition of friends with benefits? What's your definition?
Friends with benefits is somebody you cool with that you kind of like. You like them. You don't love them. And you use that person just to get some ass from them. You know, occasionally you drop off a chicken box to them. You know what I'm saying? And like, friends with benefits is that one that, you know, after the club now, you know, it's already set in stone, kind of like, hey, bitch, if I don't get no play from the club tonight, you know I'm stopping by your house.
So Urban Dictionary say friends with benefits is two friends who have a sexual relationship without being emotionally involved. Typically, two good friends who have casual sex without monogamous relationship or any kind of commitment. You know what that means, Jill? Monogamous?
Mahogany.
Yeah, we talked about it before. That just means you're not...
exclusive.
Yeah, basically, that's what it means. However, friends with benefits, friends by day, sex partners by night.
Yeah, so I'm going on here and ask you, have you ever had a friends with benefits?
Yeah, not recently, but I've had it before. I mean, that stuff, when it comes to my situation is always weird. I end up, I'm normally pretty good about staying friends with exes and stuff, so we'd probably be in a relationship. And then fall out and reconnect, be friends, and then be friends with benefits.
Not me. I ain't had too many exes. I ain't had too many women. Too many official girlfriends. So once I don't like your ass no more, I don't like your motherfucking ass no more. I want your ugly ass, stinking, big nose ass to get away from me.
Friends zone is you do everything, you know, for the other part. I mean, I'm sorry. I was going to, the friend zone, the friends with benefits. Because I'm looking at my damn note, and I damn got them crossed up. That's basically no pressure, no commitment, and it's agreed on. Normally a good friend that, you know, shit, basically don't let your friend be one.
Yeah. Hold on. To me, friends don't mean you ain't getting no pussy.
Nah, I said friends benefits.
Oh,
I said I'm on friends benefits. I'm still on that. You know, it's no real reason they ain't together other than, hell, you probably know the person too well.
Yeah.
You know what they really about. You seen them do some shit.
But you still fuck them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think you, friends with benefits is very key in trying to get with a person. For real. You need to be friends with benefits before y'all jump straight into a relationship.
So I guess before we get to the friend zone part of it, but the friends with benefits, why do people do that? What's the purpose of being friends? Why? Because you're close? Why don't you just be together?
I got to keep on testing this pussy out. Because it's just like a cop. I might hit that pussy 3-4 times, and I'm like, you know what? This ain't what I thought it was.
Because friends, it's very similar between friend zone and friends benefits. Friend zone is everything that it is without the pussy part.
Yeah. And so, I don't want, first and foremost, you can't be, you told me this, Bex. You can't be friends with a girl. She got to be ugly. She got to look like Blanca. Or Zangief for somebody. You know what I'm saying? I only got fat female friend, you know, fat, ugly. I'm not going to hang out with just no, you know, decent looking home girl, because I'm going to want to smash.
Yeah. So, the way you would end up being, you know, friends with benefits instead of an official relationship is it's got to be some kind of reason that y'all don't take it to that level. Like, that's kind of reserved. I thought about this when I was writing it down. Friends with benefits, the people that you like, but it's a reason, some kind of reason why y'all ain't together. Like, it's your ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Yeah.
So that's reserved because y'all can never be together.
Yeah. So you can't do nothing but smash.
Right. So that's the purpose of friends with benefits, or it's your homeboy's ex-girlfriend or something.
Or we ran a train on.
Or you done ran a train on before.
Like, damn, girl.
I can't be serious with you, but you cool as fuck.
I really like you, but you let me hit you, Shaki hit you, we hit you, and then Quincy came in and back clean up. I can't be with you no more.
But you can be on the team.
You can be part of the squad, though.
So, that's friends with benefits. Anybody want to call in to tell us the definition of friends with benefits? The number, you know, I just told you, 215-383-5878. All right.
Friends with benefits, ladies, is it cool for y'all to be friends? Because it's cool for a man to have friends with benefits. But to me, if a woman just friends with benefits, how many friends she got? How many people in your role?
But they can do that. If they, you know, that's going to get to the side chick, the side nigga part.
Okay.
But going to the friend zone, which we discussed before. But, you know, all the difference in the friend zone is you're doing all the shit. The friend zone is you the slave.
Yeah.
Because you do all the stuff for her, you help her move, because she ain't going to help you move.
Nope.
You help her move, and you don't get no ass out of deal.
Yep. Let me tell you, I done been in the friend zone. I'd have been in a relationship and was still in the friend zone.
Damn.
Like, bitch, give me some ass. I'm still doing all that, still didn't get what I want. Being in the friend zone sucks. So, fellas, let me give y'all some tips right now. If you've been with a woman or you've been kicking it with a girl, helping her do whatever, and you ain't got that pussy body, I'm gonna give you a month. Leave her ass alone. Quit doing all that. Can you come help me move?
So I'm still earning your friendship.
Yeah.
I'm still earning the friendship.
You still earning that friendship?
I thought friendship was supposed to come free.
That's what I thought.
If I'm working for something, I'm supposed to be working for the pussy.
Yeah.
Do I need to say it again? Blog Talk and 100 Proof Fans. Friendship is free.
Yeah. It's free.
I don't have to do nothing for your friendship.
No.
I don't have to. Out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And my heart ain't too damn good.
But if I have to work, I'm working for the pussy. So if I'm helping you move, you know, you can call me up because Tyrone.
He ain't paid me.
Because Tyrone and whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? You're real nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You calling me because you scared to come home. Can you walk me to my car? You know what I'm saying? That's out of bounds. That's more than just friends.
Yeah. If I come help you,
certain shit comes with that. That's why it's called benefits.
Yes.
It's a benefit. I need to get the benefit for it.
If I do anything extra for you, you owe me some ass. Women.
If not, call up your homegirl.
If not,
or call your brother.
Better call Uber.
Call Uber.
You better call two men in the truck. Because if I done helped your ass move, I'm going to sit right on that bed.
That's the first thing we're moving in.
That's the first thing.
We moving the match there first.
What's hot in here? We need to get a shower on that now. we, me and you. How you stuck us for free?
That's as far as we got was we unloaded the bed, put the bed together. I'm tired now. Let me take a nap.
Let's go lay down. We'll get the shit out, rip the shit out of you, hot.
Ain't your muscle sore? You need me to rub your back?
Yeah. So, ladies, with that being said, ain't nothing free. If a man out there helping you do something, trust him. He trying to get some ass. Ain't no such thing as no. Man, that's just my homeboy. Yeah, he want to fuck.
Nobody else at the end of the day. I mean, it's cool to be just friends with somebody, but if we just friends, we just friends. All the extra stuff that you need me to do, I can't do for you.
Mm-mm.
That's all I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want people to do things out of the goodness of their heart, and that's cool. But it's a limit to that. Mm-hmm. It's a limit. Yeah. If you have a flat tire, I'll come get you once. But if you need me to help you move next week, that's enough. The next dude's job.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You can't tap me twice for it. Mm-mm. And we just friends?
Don't work like that.
That sounds like you dependent.
Exactly.
I don't know. Somebody disagrees. Welcome to call in. All right, moving on, GL. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day is Tuesday. It's going to be some babies getting made. It's going to be getting... That's Valentine's Day is honestly a man's holiday. You think it's a women's holiday? But that's...
Go ahead, got somebody in the chat.
Appreciate you. But anyway, Valentine's Day is the day... It's a man's holiday. And the reason why I say it's a man's holiday, because, yeah, you're going to go out and buy the roses and candy and flowers or whatever. But, ladies, y'all ain't got to buy me shit. What's up with some ATM? Some man don't want nothing but some pussy. And we want it right. That's the one day that I feel like a man should be able to do what he want to do to you and you enjoy it. If you don't, and ladies, if you're on your period, or whatever you want to say, you got a whole bunch of seconds to do that night. That's one night that you put your big girl panties on and you tear that man knob up. You slide it down, you get it, do everything you can to please him, because I know he wouldn't spit that $50 on you. But ladies, let me give you some more tips. I know I'm talking a lot. If he didn't went on and bought you that $10 bear with the year on the foot, he don't deserve no ass. You hear me? If he only come get you that Walmart teddy bear with your 2017 love in the air, that big pink bear for $10, and that's all he gave you, you don't get no ass. Don't give him no ass. Come give it to me. But I got a $20 bill. I got a little bit more.
So, Jill, what's a bad gift you get from I'm assuming because I haven't gotten too many Valentine's Day gifts my damn self, but. The ones I got, man, I'm telling you, what's bad gift?
For a man or a woman, what do you want?
To receive for a dude, what's a bad gift?
A bad gift to receive from a dude is a pregnancy test. If a bitch come have you a pregnancy test, run. That means she's trying to track. You know, not for real, though. A bad gift for a man, for me, don't come handing me no damn socks. For no damn Valentine's Day gift. I seen you had a hole in one of your socks. You need to go out and put some lingerie on for your dude. Go. Valentine's Day is a gift. Don't buy me nothing. Buy something for yourself and put it on in the bedroom.
All right, so give these females, our female listeners, who going to say they don't know what to get their man, so they didn't get them shit. Because they'll do that.
Yeah.
So tell these female listeners, what to get your man for Valentine's Day?
Well, to go get your man for Valentine's Day, first and foremost, you're going to go to Victoria's Secret. They got panties, 7 for $25 right now. You're going to go buy 7 thongs. You listening? Be edible thongs, so they got some. But if you over 200 pounds, don't buy no edible thongs. You're going to get that nigga sugar. Trying to eat all that goddamn... You're going to get that nigga diabetes eating your goddamn edible thong with all that damn sugar in. And then... You go get some kind of extra sensitive KY jelly. Go get the expensive kind. Don't get the cheap ass Equate. That great value KY jelly don't work. Have my dick chalky as hell. Go get the real KY jelly. And you go off on it. That's all you can get me. I don't want you to go.
So you good on not having no tickets to the game, no new video game, no pay a bill for you. You straight on that?
What? They paying bills in 2017?
I'm asking what it's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy. What you gonna pay a bill?
I ain't saying what they gonna do. I said what do you want them to do?
Well, if you gonna pay a bill, yeah, you can go pay my damn cell phone bill or something.
I ain't saying pay mortgage, but you know what I'm saying.
You can buy me a nice polo, but I got too many polos there, so it's nothing really you can.
Listen, now that lets you know how fucked up it is. I asked GL what could you get your man. And that motherfucker couldn't even think of two things because he know that ain't going to happen. He know it ain't going to happen. He said, just do something to help me get my rocks off.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying? Because anything monetarily is not happening.
Nope.
So is that bad that we don't expect shit from them like they expect from us?
No, it's great. Because let me tell you something. The best type of Valentine's woman you can have is a bitch with no money.
Why's that?
Because you know she finna goddamn go off in the bedroom. She got nothing else to offer.
That's all she can do.
That's all she can got. And that's the most greatest thing a woman can give you is a pussy. Am I lying?
I mean, depending on who else getting it. How special is it if it's that, if you ain't the only one getting it? I mean,
it's still special. I don't give a damn if Jay-Z fuck Beyonce or not. I'm still fucking, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
But I get what you're saying, though.
So, let's see, man. What's the most you ever did for a chick on Valentine's Day? What's the most you ever did? Did you do all the rose petals?
I done it.
And take out to damn Connors or some shit?
I went to Connors. I laid the pink. That was back in my apartment days. She know who it is. When we first hooked up, I had rose petals. I think we might have went to Applebee's because everything was too packed. You know,
mm-hmm.
Got that flaming 2 for $20 with that nice drink special house margarita. Now she don't need no top shelf.
You got the aristocrat.
Get it extra aristocrat. You know, because aristocrat get them where you need to be. You know what I mean? And we got a call on the line.
All right, go ahead and put your 2 cents. Welcome, caller. What you got to share with us today?
Hey, what it do, man? It's your boy Tyreek Hill in the building, man.
What's up, Tyreek Hill? What's up, dog?
My nigga?
What's up, my nigga? This is the
show love to you.
Hey, I appreciate the world fastest man on the phone, man.
You already know what it do, man. How, man? How, Peter, man? Gang in this bitch.
What's good, Mr. Hill? Let me ask you one question. What do you get a chick for Valentine's Day? What's a good gift a girl can give you?
I mean, my fiance, I just told her, I don't want, nothing real special just to be with me and stuff. But what I'm going to do for her is I'm going to do, a little scavenger hunt or whatever. So it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be wild. It's going to be, kind of romantic, but at the same time, it's going to be, mind-blowing. So
it's going to be fun, some good fucking going on that night, though, right?
Hey, I ain't allowed to say all that. You know what I'm saying? But
you're right. I forgot you a player. Hey, I appreciate you. Tell them how they can find you on Instagram and all that good shit, Tahir.
Hey, man, follow your boy at I'm Faster Than You on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. All you freaky ladies out there, hit your boy up on Snapchat, man. Trackstar 620. I'm out this bitch. Peace.
I appreciate it.
All right, boy.
All right. Okay, that's Tyreek Hill, world fastest man from the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Appreciate the love, bro, calling in, all that good shit. Half man, half man, check him out. He get on the scavenger hunt for his Valentine's Day. Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to take that man clue. I'm going to goddamn go hide. KY jelly, condom, ice cream cones, everything. We're going to do all the freaky stuff. Jodeci going to be playing. Hey, look, if you ain't listening to Jodeci and R. Kelly ain't on your playlist, something ain't trill. Something ain't trill about you. You feel me?
Right.
So you got to be listening to some freaky, extra nasty. So, ladies, you heard it. Long story short, do your man right on Valentine's Day. Hook him up. If you ain't got no money, come out and put the smell good lotions on and make sure you douche. Do all the good stuff that's going to make you feel right. You feel me?
All right. We got somebody want to put in 2 cents.
Yo. Hey, this your boy Crazy K, man. What's going on?
What's good? What's up?
Crazy K done finally called the show, man. What you got to say to us today, bro?
Cool it, man.
How you doing? So what you doing for Valentine's Day, Mr. Crazy K?
Well, I'm asking. For one, I'm going to be working. So.
You're going to be working in the bedroom? You're going to lay in lumber?
You see, I got 100 kids, so that's Valentine's Day right now.
You got 100 kids? Hey, that nigga got all them kids. He got to have a sword in his pants. He got all them children.
Hey, man. Hey, so Hey, I put like this. Hey, my Valentine's Day guy has been, hey, with 5 kids, I think I'd have had a whole lot of Valentine's Day.
Hey, crazy. What's the most you ever did for a chick on Valentine's Day?
The most I ever did. Sheesh, man.
Might have been a younger year or something.
That means you ain't bullshit, boy. You got to get right now.
I'm trying to get you in trouble so you can say something you did to somebody else. See, that's why I don't incriminate myself.
That's what I'm about, I don't need my old lady.
I don't need my old lady coming in here like, oh, so you did that for that bitch, huh? Oh, well, I just get a fake rose and be like, hey, have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I want, hey, my old lady, she goddamn slid down the steps butt naked, fell and hit the TV, and I fucked that pussy right there on the side. I said, ah, damn.
Hey, you blew in the boy.
Yep. I did.
Oh, no, but shit, man, hey. You know, we got to probably put that strip pole back up, man. Put that thing to work. So, you know, going to see what happens, man. Shit, like I said, Tuesday, you know, dude going to be at work all day. So, hey, we'll see what happens. You know, we got
to. Man, I ain't going to work Tuesday. Fuck a mail letter. I got a real package to deliver that day, goddammit.
I feel you. Hey.
Appreciate you calling in, Crazy Cat.
I appreciate you dropping that with us, bro. Have a safe one, man.
All right, man. Y'all too, boy. Be out.
Yeah. Shout out to Crazy K for calling in, man. I've been trying to get that dude called for a minute.
Sure, Liv. Shout out to Crazy K. Tell you when you tell J Rock, tell him, hey, I'm still waiting on. We waiting on J Rock, the sniper. Yes, I said it. Silk the Shocker look like no limit soldier. You tell him I said it when you see him.
Oh man. So in your opinion, just a chick. Give me the ass. That's good enough for Valentine's Day.
But no, it ain't just saying regular ass. It got to be something extra.
Spectacular.
It got to be something spectacular.
Hanging from the chandelier.
Yeah, you need to look. I'm looking for the type of woman. It's Valentine's Day. She done went and goddamn went and goddamn peeled a banana, stuck it in the pussy, made me bite it. She bit it too. I'm looking for some freaky shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like we're gonna make a whole big booty Sunday in the bedroom. I'm looking for some crazy shit like that. You see it?
Yep. He said so. Did you ever finish saying the most you did for a chick?
Yeah, I told you.
You said you
I laid the rose petals out. I took her out to eat. I massaged her feet and she massaged my meat.
Hey, so that was a win, right?
That was a win.
That's some good shit.
I don't want no woman buying me nothing. I'm straight. Just get up.
Yeah, man. I guess you got the results that you needed from it.
Yeah. I got the end of the closing case with that being said, at the end of the day, all the nigga trying to do is explode. That's it. You want to see that white cream coming out that black pipe. That's all that matters. Once you got that done, you want.
Yeah,
What you want?
I'm saying, like, y'all make me feel bad, man. I done way too much, man. The homeboy, the world's fastest man.
Yeah.
He said he's doing a scavenger hunt. So I guess I'd be on shit like that, man. Like just extra. Cause yeah, I think of something out the box. So he doing a scavenger hunt. That's a good ass idea.
It is.
Good idea, man.
Depends on what he hiding though.
But it's something different, man. Like I was like super extra. Like, man, this is a chick that I dated some years back, man. She her favorite color was like blue or something. Or blue or purple. I don't remember what it was.
So you got a big old blue dildo and shove it up her ass.
Nah, man. Even worse.
You stuck it in her mouth.
What I did was, oh, man, you're going to talk so bad about me, GL. A nigga went and cross-pollinated some flowers to make roses don't come in blue. I got them mixed. I went and had them genetically engineered to be purple.
Hey, you bad bro.
I thought that shit was fly as fuck. She is, you know what I'm saying? If you do some shit like, come on, man. Do people even think about shit like that?
I ain't know you can turn a flower blue.
Hey, I found a way to do it.
Hey, you
I kid you not. But I learned, you know, so anybody asking me who didn't get that type of treatment, it's her fault.
Yeah.
It's her fault because she's supposed to be sucking on my meat right now for that.
Yeah, you should have married her.
And she didn't want to marry me after that. I thought that, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. I honestly don't even remember what happened with that one.
Low down, bitch. When you see her, you tell her, you low down, motherfucker.
But seriously, man, like you can't do shit like that for nobody no more, man. You can't. Come on, what?
What?
At the end of the day, I mean, it didn't really matter.
Yeah, so, you know, I tell you, I lie. I tell you the nice thing I've done for a motherfucker Valentine's Day. I tell her I was in a relationship with her a couple years back. I paid her fucking rent.
That was Valentine's Day. That was Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a fucking Tuesday. I paid her rent out of light bills. She told me what you got. I said, bitch, better flick this light switch on. Because you want us to be in the dark.
But
man, that's true right there.
But, you know, we live, we learn. Y'all call, some of y'all females call and say, what y'all want for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Y'all call and tell what y'all want. What's a bad gift? What's a bad gift that y'all done received besides that damn bear with the 2017 on the foot? The red and white bear. That's the only thing that's going to be there towards the end of the night anyways, because they ain't going to get, they're not going to get up and get it right when it's ready to go.
No.
Moving on to the next thing. We're going to talk about side chicks and side niggas. Cause that was kind of linked up, cause that determines on what you're getting anyway.
Yeah.
What your role is, what your role is, if you're the side or the main person, the main chick, the main dude, you know, that has something to do with the not Valentine's Day, but with friends of benefit, cause you know all that's linked in together.
All is the same.
So nowadays, side chicks and the side niggas, that's the thing to be.
Yeah.
It's the thing to be.
I'd rather be the side nigga.
The difference between friends of benefits and being a side person is one of them or both of y'all is in a relationship. That's why that turns it from side people or just friends of benefits. Because if nobody was with each other, nobody was with nobody, y'all, you know, no problem. No,
it ain't gonna be no side.
No side. You just the person they fucking.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody's in a relationship, that takes you automatically to side something. Because somebody else is already the main person. You may not know which one you are. You know what I'm saying? GL, how do they know if they decide? Tell them how they would know if they decide or the main.
Okay. First of all, if you decide chick, /nigga, during Valentine's Day, the nigga already gave your gift before Valentine's Day comes. If he got to take you out before actual Valentine's Day hit, you the side nigga or you the side bitch. Regular side bitch. Because Valentine's Day, everybody know that you're going to be with your main bitch on that day. She ain't letting you go nowhere. You ain't even thought about going away. You already told your side hoe what you done told. Hey, I got to work late.
Got to work late. my check ain't came in yet.
Yep, you going to make some.
My tax check, they holding everybody. Chapter 15.
Yep.
Real shit. They holding If you earn the tax, the income credit, or you claiming kids, your baby mama's kids.
Yep. It ain't got here yet.
And then you out of luck. You out of game.
And I'm adding one more to the game. Let me let you know if you a slut. If you a side slut. Side sluts get done on the 15th.
Damn.
You know what that means?
What that means?
Because you went clean in the Walmart and everything was 85% off. That's all you got to do is go in Walmart and nigga, I couldn't get you, baby, because I work late. That's just an old bitch that you fucking that you don't give a shit about. But you know the shit 85% off, you can get you a big ass bill for $3. You know what I'm saying? So if you're getting your gift on a 15th, you worse than a side chick. You horrible. You just need to come leave that nigga alone. You need to come fuck me. Cause I can at least get you on the 13th. I can get you before. Cause you know everybody had that little side chick, you hit her with. Shit, you know I'm working, baby. I just dropped this off, yada, yada, yada. Come on, let's get in the room and get an ass. And niggas, let me get y'all some game. When you got a side chick, you really want to fuck your side chick about on the 12th. Give that dick 2 days to recharge for your old lady on the 14th.
Hey, say that again for the people ain't listening, because you just dropped some knowledge on
me. Yeah, look. You take your side bitch out and you fuck her on the 12th. Fuck her. Because you need 2 days to let that dick recharge for the 14th. Because that dick, them women know that dick ain't, she going to look at that cum. Because, you know, let me tell you something. You ain't never nutted on your girl. She be like, damn, that's a lot. Then you nut on her the next day. She be like, you ain't shooting nothing back. They know. They know when you ain't fucking.
When them balls in.
When them balls in. Hold on, nigga. You usually shoot a gallon. This ain't nothing but a quart. What you been doing? You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, I'm giving y'all real game.
Then you got to tell them that you jacked off in the damn mail truck.
Yeah. Then you got to like, man, baby, I jacked off so I can goddamn fuck you long. In actuality, he done already fucked him. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. That's how it is, though.
So, what other way can they tell if... What happens if you think you're the man? When would you find out that you're the side person?
You find out on the 14th.
So, that's where you find out.
That's when you find out. Because the 14th come, he lied to you all day. Yeah, man. Because what happened is when they don't know, because I done it before, you try to squeeze your side bitch in. If you don't want them to find out, you try to squeeze them in on the 14th, lunch break or something. You let me run over here, lunch break, and hit up. You know what I'm saying? Because you done lied to you. Man, I'm working late as hell tonight. I just got this new second job, and I don't get out to 4:30. You know what I'm saying? You got your lie already set. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they ask you, well, where your side job at? Man, that shit in Tennessee, and it's a gated community.
Okay, so let's say that you know you're the side nigga. Does anybody ever want to graduate from the side nigga to the main dude?
No. Niggas don't want to graduate.
Can you start off as a side nigga? Let's say if you overachieving. If you are muck man from down the street and you pulled you a Beyonce some kind of way.
Yeah.
Because nigga wasn't acting right and she just, you know, so you caught her on a good day. So you the side nigga. Do you do everything you can to knock the main nigga out the place and take his spot? Or you just say, and you the overachieve now. It's a big difference. You ain't supposed to be with us.
Yeah. Well.
Or you just stay and share the pussy. It's a side nigga.
I'm staying and sharing the pussy. because shit changes when you get in a relationship with
them. Oh, yeah. I think I just read this shit. And I'm glad I just thought about it. Because I think I read it somewhere. One thing, if you do graduate and become the main, what that means? Side position is wide open.
Yep.
Your spot is wide open for the next side nigga.
Yeah.
Because she'll do it.
Yeah.
When you graduate from being the side chick or the side dude to being in a relationship, your spot is wide open now.
Wide the fuck open. So, with that being said, if you can, dudes, fellas, stay the side nigga as long as possible. If you can stay the side nigga for 5 years, stay the side nigga for 5 years. Because when she gets it,
it's just more appealing to be the side dude because the main dude do everything.
Yeah.
He pay the bills. He fix your flat tire when you done had a blowout on the way to work or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? And they don't ever call the side dude to do that shit like that.
No, the only thing side dude good for is Netflix and chilling and hey, I'm over in the area and I gotta take a shit. Can I stop by? Yeah, come on, take a shit. You know, that's what I'm good for. You know, and I'm right. Side nigga just a nigga you party with.
Yeah. I understand that that it's appealing to have to be the side person or to hide the side person. Hell, you get the best of both worlds. You get the main dude to do everything and then the side dude for the dick in the conversation.
Yeah.
Or whatever it may be. So it just comes down to people are not really satisfied. You can't get everything from one person.
You never will get everything from one person.
All right, we got somebody who wanna put in 2 cents. Paula, what you got to share with us today?
Let's see, man. I'm just first of all, this is Jay from Beham, man. I was just hitting y'all
up,
man, see what's going on. What's going
what's
on? Yeah, I know me and Jill had a nice little conversation the other day about when the International Side Hoe Day. But I said it's on the 15th. He said it's the weekend before. And I said, you know what? It made more sense. But you know, yeah. I don't mind being on the 15th. The 15th, I already knew I was a side hoe. I know when I'm coming in.
The 15th is better. 15th is just for the motherfuckers that don't count. Because the 15th, you get everything for cheap. It ain't no expectations on the 15th. You get what I'm saying? You can't tell me, Jay, when the 14th comes, you got your main bitch. You're going to be disappointed if she don't do what she's supposed to do that night. You can't tell me you ain't mad.
Yeah, it will be. But I understand you got your side hold there. It's better for you if you're a player because everything is 75, 85% off the next day.
Yeah.
The flowers the next day, they ain't too dead. They look brown around the
They wilted a little bit.
She used the second fiddle shit anyway, so hey, might as well keep the expectations down. But yeah, man, no nigga ever wants to graduate to be the real nigga. Never want to be the. No, because you're stupid. Because, you know, she's lying, she's an asshole. Why are you going to end up with her anyway?
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't deal with it, so I'm going to keep taking all the benefits.
Yeah.
Let another nigga pay up the bills.
Let the other nigga do everything. I just want to fuck you. Suck you. Let's get on up out of the way. Get on out of the
house. Are you hear what Jason just said? He said, you paying all the bills and getting half the pussy.
Hey, that's a good thing. I got to use them. You paying all the bills and getting half that ass.
All right.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's what's it. Hey, man. That's what you got to do, man. But y'all be easy, man. Enjoy y'all the rest of y'all show, man.
I appreciate you calling in, man.
We ain't getting no hoes. I mean, excuse me. We ain't getting no women to call in and voice their opinion about this. And this show was for the women. For
they
the love.
They be listening. They just be scared to call in.
I don't get it.
I think we went so hard at them, man, that one day, man, we scared them off.
No, we was actually on their side. Remember that one day?
That's right.
And we fighting for y'all. Y'all
we
got told, me.
We damn sure did.
So fuck all you hoes.
Yeah, we was trying to, you know, speak up for the women. Hell, we got our ass chopped and screwed for y'all.
Yeah, yeah. So fuck
I
you.
Was crucified.
Yeah. Send me the damn hell and back to you, and you ain't gonna come on. All right, well, fuck you then. Well, fuck you then, punk.
So, I guess he wrapped it up, man. Like, nobody wants to graduate to be the main dude.
No. I don't.
Not really. I mean, or if they do, they realize they don't want it after they get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't attack the main dude for so long, and they become the main dude and realize that, and now they got trust issues because they know how they got you.
I want to be Carmelo. Carmelo get on the Knicks. Yeah, I want to be a Nala. Kobe, get me out of here. But Kobe say ain't getting to give me no help.
I know, man. What else we got to share with these people today, man?
Man, I ain't got too much more left. I'm just happy to show back up. We took 2 weeks off. I am glad we
man,
got called.
NBA All-Star Game next week. We still going to be here, man. I don't want to because I love some NBA basketball, the All-Star Game. But unless GL going to pay for some tickets because you know he got it like
nah,
that.
No, hell no. Nah. You better ask Tyreek Hill to pay for them motherfuckers. I ain't paying for them motherfuckers.
So we'll have a show next week. I guess I'll try to pay attention because I will be watching some of the All-Star Game.
Yeah, I will. I will be too.
If I do show by myself, it's GL front row. No, at the game.
I wish I could be front row. I might. I'm be there one day once this show get off the ground, because it's already getting off the ground, and I'm ready to be on Sirius satellite somewhere, just in the Bahamas.
And we snuck in. We snuck in a celebrity on y'all. Y'all didn't know about that.
Uh-huh.
We snuck him in, and
good.
It's only going higher. You know what I'm saying? NFL players one day, and you know, main good the next. I personally see that.
Yeah. Shout out.
So yeah, you know, it'd be like that.
It'd be like that. Hey, look, I got
don't give him too much.
Yeah.
Watch him out. Don't give him too much.
You're right. I got
they gotta wait for it.
They gotta wait. I got somebody else gonna, you know, touch down too. But anyway, tune in next week on Dragon Ball. No, this ain't Dragon Ball Z. Blog, this ain't Blog. This is Hunter Proof Radio. Appreciate y'all. One love, motherfuckers.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Bill.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Brave heart,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I won't stop now.
Do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling. Sixes, money falling, bitches, honeys that swollen. The richest, knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data. Big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside,